This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. On Wednesday, April 9th, the Olympic torch stops in San Francisco, its only North American destination. During the weeks leading up to the Olympic torch relay, the ACLU of Northern California played a pivotal role in shifting the stance of the city from anxious secrecy to a more transparent approach of communication with the public, including protesters. Following pressure from the ACLU, the city released details of the torch relay route. We talked to Michael Rischer, staff attorney for the ACLU of Northern California, from his office in San Francisco the day before the torch relay. Michael, what specifically prompted the ACLU's concerns with the city's actions?
Well, on March 12th, the San Francisco Chronicle quoted the police department spokesman as saying that protesters on the 9th would be restricted to areas set up for First Amendment rights issues. When asked if they'd be along the routes, the spokesperson said they'd be in areas associated with the routes, and that the city was working with the Beijing Olympic Committee to address concerns they might have about protests. The city also refused to say what the exact route would be, suggesting that that would be left up to the Beijing Olympic Committee. And of course, as soon as we saw this, we were very concerned that this was an attempt to suppress protests. And when we heard that groups that had been asking for permits to hold big demonstrations had been denied permits, the mayor's office had put big areas of the city on hold and not issuing permits for protests in those areas, we were very concerned. So we decided to contact the city for more information.
Now, on March 13th, the ACLU filed a Public Records Act request. What did you ask for, and how did they respond?
Our request under the city's Sunshine Law asked for information relating to plans to allow or restrict demonstrations or free speech of any type. We were asking for documents about that, about the free speech zones, documents that related to any sort of communications between the city and any outside entity or government about plans to restrict free speech. We also asked for permit applications and whether they'd been denied or granted. And finally, and perhaps most importantly, we asked for records that would help us figure out what the route itself was, because we were really concerned that the city's refusal to disclose the route would make it impossible for organizers to do the work they needed to do to make sure that people who had a particular point of view could express themselves effectively along the route, as is their right. The mayor's office did respond. They sent eventually a pair of letters that addressed a lot of our concerns and made it clear that whatever their position in the past had been, they understood San Francisco's commitment, San Francisco's obligation to protect free speech rights. The letters did not say what the route would be and didn't address all of our concerns, but in later communications with the mayor's office and the police department, they finally did reveal the route, they made that public, and have really said that they are committed to upholding the First Amendment here in San Francisco.
San Francisco has a long history of freedom of speech, and the whole world is going to be watching the torch relay tomorrow. Do you have concerns at this point, given the demonstrations in Greece and London and Paris?
You know, we have two very different concerns. On the one hand, we're worried that the government will overreact to what has happened in Paris and London, and will take steps that go beyond what is really necessary to prevent violence, and will instead unnecessarily restrict free speech in the name of security, and that's always a concern, and that's something we're going to guard against. We are putting together a legal observer team. On the other hand, we're also concerned for the free speech rights of the torchbearers and other who may disagree with the protesters. The torch procession itself is an expressive activity, and it has a message, and we absolutely support the right of everyone to put that type of message out. We support the right of everybody to respond to a parade message with more speech, but we hope that nobody will use physical violence to try to suppress the torchbearer's message, to try to suppress free speech.
If everything goes well, what will that look like?
Well, if everything goes well, we'll have a huge turnout of people with all sorts of points of view, whether they're here to just be a part of this historic event or to promote a message of some sort or just to see what happens. And we will have a day where everyone is allowed to speak freely without anyone's rights to speak being abridged by the government or by anybody else.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the Olympic torch and the ACLU's actions to guarantee free speech, go to www.aclunc.org/Olympic Torch.